1 minute to midnight, a look at the Dave Tolman and the producer, Helen Armitage.
Many people have asked us how Callan on Saturday came to LBC, so we thought we'd tell you. In 1734, Sir Damian Courtshue wooed and wed the fair Agnes von Krott, part-time seamstress and toad breeder. This joyful match produced 27 children, one of whom, the Honourable Nesbit Glovefinger, moved to Walthamstow and became a stand-up comedian at the Norman Cod Drive-In Delicatessens and Car Wash. The on Nes had 73 grandchildren, one of whom sat next to Paul Cowan's Aunt Dot on the 827 from Hanworth to Norwood Green and said, "Why doesn't LBC give young Paul a show at 7 o'clock every Saturday morning?" So we did.
Didn't we, though? 1 minute past Saturday morning. No, I rephrase that. 1 minute into Saturday morning. Hello, world. Hello, rugby fans. Hope you're ready for a match to remember this afternoon. Welcome to Nightline from LBC. My thanks to the drinking team for the last hour of newsfulness. Today we have for you a few phone calls, a few gramophone records, a couple of gentlemen from the Denham Marketing Board, and we're going to be talking about the May lectures. If you don't know what the May lectures are, you...
There's a lot of talk going around today about cigarette smoking whittling your life away. I've seen it and I've heard it so many times that finally it just started to prey on my mind. I guess it scared me a little bit. That's why I decided I was going to quit. So while I was sitting here forming my battle plan, I took another puff and turned on the fan. I just sat there in my easy chair and thought of all the money I'd wasted on cigarettes all these years. I thought I'd spend the rest of my day just having my body craved. Said to myself, this ain't gonna be so tough. With that little bit of insurance, I took another puff. I took a puff. Then I ripped off another puff. I decided I about had enough. That breaking this habit won't be too tough. Now, I'll give a lot of thought to this thing. If I didn't smoke cigarettes, I'd feel just like a king. Besides, with the price going up every day, I knew I was just throwing all my good money away. You know, I ain't lit one an hour or so. Just wanted to make sure I could quit, you know. I was thinking, maybe I want to write all this down, put it in a song, kind of circulate it around. Can't ever tell, might make you hear. Maybe if they called it a little bit. Can you imagine me, the hit songwriter? Where did I put that cigarette light? After all, it's a habit, and a habit you can break. Just a little bit of willpower, son, that's all it takes. Said to myself, you've got to be tough. And with that little bit of wisdom, I took another puff. I took a puff, and then a puff. And I finally ripped off another puff, and I decided, boy, this ain't gonna be tough. Besides, I just about had enough. I'm about ready to quit this riding habit anyway. I think they ought to take it off television. It looks too good. Oh. I like them skinny ones with the filter. Oh. Give it to me. Cigarette. I say, if I quit smoking, what'll I do? Maybe I'll eat. Maybe I'll eat cigarettes. Oh. I love it. Chester B don't smoke. He smokes logs. Makes you laugh funny, too. Oh, my throat's cracking. Oh. I wish I could think of something bad to say about cigarettes. booze on cigarettes. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. If you quit smoking, that'd leave more for me. I love it, I love it. No, I don't love cigarettes. You know, I misunderstand. I hate cigarettes. It makes you cough. And when you don't smoke, it makes you shake. I don't know what word, to shake or to cough. I think it'll make me a cough shake. Did you ever smoke? I remember one time I quit smoking. I quit in 3 months. My wife left me. So did my children. She took my house and left. It was a mobile home.
Lovely. Oh, Brian McSherry just gave me a cigar. Thank you very much, sir. Lovely. That's Jerry Reed. And a thing called Another Puff, which I happened to find lying around a record library, and I played it once and fell over and had another cigarette and played it again, fell over again, and I'm down to 60 a day, which is kind of nice. And Helen Armitage is just walking into the control room wearing her number 3 Princess Anne kit, looking very nice. Shouldn't have brought the horse, just a stopwatch. That's quite adequate. Lovely. 6 minutes past 12 o'clock. I'm getting the signal from the studio. Was that 2 minutes past 12 o'clock? Is the clock wrong? Or are you a wolf cub? Neither. 6 minutes past 12 o'clock. Nightline from LBC. The normal weekend nightline. You know, the suave, sophisticated, sober. If you believe that much, you believe anything. My guest on this Friday night.
Looking for an ideal home? Come to Bovis' free exhibition at the London Weekend Television Studios near the Festival Hall.
Let's go, British Caledonia.
Let's go.
London Broadcasting, where the news comes first for London and the South East.
A bill to prevent him avoiding Watergate prosecution through plea bargaining will be introduced in the House of Representatives next week. The time on LBC, 25 minutes to 10.
Save pounds at the Discount House, 148 Kilburn High Road.
London United District of...
We're on a Sunday morning. And I have a panel of three to answer some questions sent in by you, the listener. So please come back tomorrow morning, and I'll be here same time, 7 o'clock. So anyway, have a nice Saturday. Bye.
News round the world, round the clock, from the newsroom of IRN.
A look at the main... The time on LBC, 5 minutes past 10.
Save pounds at the Discount House, Kilburn High Road, or ring 01306 or 306.
Today, just after the midday news, the Saturday phone-in investigates extrasensory perception. In the studio with myself, Tony Fox, will be Doris Collins, a clairvoyant who has astounded the states with her paranormal abilities, and also two other experts, both involved in psychical research. You'll be able to ring in and talk to Doris Collins and put your questions to our experts on the Saturday phone-in with me, Tony Fox, from midday to 2:30. Join me.
Good morning, for me, Phil J. Welcome to another 2 hours of time off. The time is six and a half minutes past ten on a not very nice morning here in London, but if you've got nothing better to do, I hope that you'll sit and have a listen, or at least if you're going to be working around the house or doing things around the house, take the radio with you, because we've got some interesting things in the programme this morning. In fact,
We'll be talking to an Italian rock group, talking to Max Bygraves, finding out about how much money you need to spend to get a reasonable hi-fi system, taking a look at the week's music press and also the current spring fashions, and Christopher Bird will be bringing his usual roundup of the coming week's jazz happenings. But first of all, I'd like you to come with me down the Thames, past Battersea and Chelsea and the boat race course, and on to Richmond. Well, that's the sound that you can hear if you live in the Richmond area and you go along to Richmond Parish Church right now, because this morning it's the beginning of the Richmond Town Fair, and with...
Hello again. Welcome back to the final part of the Best of LBC.
New bird. How much do you think a swimming pool will add to the value of your house?
They've really... They're being... This is Graham Freer for LBC.
Up, up and away with LBC's giant holiday balloon. It's the high spot of Bank Holiday Monday on the high spot of London. We're flying our giant holiday balloon at Parliament Hill, Hampstead, from lunchtime on Monday. So come along with us on Monday afternoon at Parliament Hill for the LBC Giant Holiday Balloon.
LBC headlines the news.
The three.
LBC.
That's the sound of juvenile jazz bands in London today for a national competition.
And now, of course, with the time at 22 minutes to 12, it's time for Callan on Saturday, and since it is Bank Holiday Saturday, one would expect that Paul would be somewhere especially interesting, and in fact he is. He's at the zoo talking to the animals. Over to you, Paul Callan.
Thank you very much, Phil Jay, and a very good. There's a handsome young fellow called Belcher, some said was a cat and a Welcher, but girls don't fuss much, they can tell by the touch when a Welcher called Belcher has felt her.
But there was a young man from the beach, from today, was recently freed. He joined LBC on AM2B, the presenter of News in the Lead.
That's a lovely one. Of course, probably... Would you keep a boa constrictor as a pet? Colin Parks has been finding out how much it takes to have one around the house. 1,200 pharmaceutical cosmeticians meet in London today, would you believe? An international conference, and we'll be finding out just how much goes into that jar of cold cream. We'll be visiting the Reading Pop Festival, and we'll be asking for more predictions on this holiday Monday from our fortune teller in the studio. Just a few reasons to stay tuned to LBC and AM, the Happy Program.
Now this is... You're listening to LBC, and this is AM with Douglas Cameron and Clive Roslin.
At 9 minutes past 8.
Yes, sweet-talking Brian McSherry.
I think it's a very good one indeed.
That, sir, because we can only afford two pairs of earphones at London Broadcasting at the moment. So I'll just change over. Brian McSherry's going to sit down in a minute and listen to your limerick. Hang on.
I'll tell you when to go. One, two, three, you're off.
Sweet talking Brian McSherry, attempting the bookies to Harry, shows knowledge immense and Irish horse sense, but his tips are as good as my limerick.
What do you think of that then, Brian?
I think your limerick is much better than my tips.
Down to the post,
sir. Well, you will receive a lovely LBC T-shirt, which I hope you'll enjoy, and it'll come to you as quickly as possible with Brian McSherry's love. Thank you very much indeed. And now, Brian, I think it's time for your latest sports report.
And it goes, a cheery young chappie called Clive is lucky to still be alive. He found ants in his sock and his feet ran amok, but he broke the world record for jive.
Yeah.
It's clean anyway.
It's clean, yeah. 8:21 is the time.
Ring 01446-2661 now. If you want to know what's on.
Knocked out, eh, Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Oh, sorry, mate. I wasn't listening.
This is LBC 97.3 FM, where news comes first.
Rain before 7, fine before 11. And I've also got rain on Friday, it always rains on Sunday.
Really?
Yes.
Let's turn to our weather expert, Mr. Douglas Cameron, and ask him how true that is, Douglas.
Stephen, rain before 7, fine after 11, is that right?
Before 11.
Oh, fine before 11, so that means we might get a bit of play in the test match. Do you think so?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
My mum told me.
Pardon?
Because my grandmother told me.
Oh, your grandmother told
you?
I see. Well, that probably is right if your grandmother told you, but it isn't borne out today, I'm afraid, Stephen, because it's rain before 7 and rain before 11 and I think a bit of rain after 11 as far as we're concerned in the London area. But thanks anyway for that suggestion.
What was the other one again, Stephen? If it rains on Friday, it means it's going to rain on Sunday. Yes, that one is absolutely right. I know that because it seems to rain every other Sunday, and it definitely rains almost every Friday, so that's a very good one. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for phoning us up and telling us.
LBC, the home of independent radio news.
Daniel Drew, Jerusalem.
Brian Black for independent radio news, Belfast.
Sam Cohen in Istanbul. George Williams, independent radio news.
Wherever news happens, independent radio news is there. And you hear it first on LBC.
Joanna Hickson, independent radio news, Washington.
News happens fast. You hear it first on LBC, the home of independent radio news.
Motoring up in his Rookard's mobile in Aldgate East this morning, and he went through a puddle. He says he's pinpointed the puddle, and he says he'd like to warn motorists that there is a very nasty puddle, seriously, between Middlesex Street and Whitechapel Road in Aldgate East. Unfortunately, they're not all as stupid as Dennis, because he got out to investigate, stepped right into the puddle, and he's half dripping wet. He's now into the studio drying himself up, so we expect a dry Dennis Rookard to be joining us sometime soon, I expect. But anyway, there you are. The Rookard's mobile got stuck in a puddle between Middlesex Street and Whitechapel Road. Everybody, I implore you, nobody's as stupid as Dennis, but don't repeat Dennis Rookard's mistake at Aldgate East, whatever you do.
Somebody may like to write, whatchamacallit, I can't think of the word now, suddenly. It's gone from my head. What's it called?
Limerick.
A limerick, thank you, Brian. A limerick about Dennis Rookard and his puddle.
May I say, Clive, that I think, Douglas, you'll agree with me that the most exciting part was Dennis's description. He said he saw a puddle and he went, whee! And Dennis Rookard going, whee, the mind boggles.
Certainly does. Right, now the time is 8:46, and Joe Sheridan is still with us.
Now, your birthday is the 29th of October.
Well, there's two. The first one is, there was a young man on the air, came from Scotland, all round about there, and he'd always say the news of the day with his own inimitable flair.
Oh, that's a lovely one. Douglas is blushing.
Yes.
Let's have your second one.
Yes, there was a young fellow on LBC who knew of soccer to a fair degree, but he was wrong when he said who he thought in his head would win in the horses, you see.
Brian McSherry is blushing this time. Right, David Shaw, thank you very much indeed. You'll get one T-shirt for the price of two limericks, and I hope you like it very much.
Thank you
for phoning. Right, Brian.
Different mention, you know. Actually, again, it's the innocent are suffering in this one. Poor innocent McSherry has been pilloried once again. Radio newsmen on AMR3, all working for LBC. Douglas Cameron and Twin, the correct Clive Rosalind, and the last to be named McSherry.
Quite right. Well, you found your proper place at last, sir.
And
I pity one of your selections didn't come at least third. Me of us will at least get place money on
them.
Don't
rub it in. Don't rub it in.
Well, come on, stop being aggressive, gentlemen. We've just had the newsroom offer us up one about our favourite Rookard. I will try and give it justice. Do it justice. Dennis Rookard didn't look hard. In a shower of rain, he drove in a puddle right up to his muddle, and his long johns were shrunk. Ooh, the pain! It's 8:53.
If you're a football fan...
Now, this is...
This is a very good poet indeed. Well, let's hear what your limericks are then, Ted.
Well, this is one from my wife. I'm speaking on behalf of her. And it's called Ode to Brian McSherry.
Go on.
Brian's the fellow we all love the most. Although his tips may be last past the post, pray that Brian could be first on the scene when the orange is marching alongside the green.
That's a very nice one indeed. Congratulations to Mrs. Dredge. What's yours? What's yours now, Ted?
Well, I've got two, but I believe the young lady said one, the last one.
Yeah, okay, well, let's have that one.
LBC staff's in a hell of a muddle. Dennis is stuck in his Whitechapel puddle. He's getting a rough time, God only knows. He's almost as wet as Douglas's nose.
Oh yes, I think that went super, Ted. Many congratulations. You absolutely deserve your LBC T-shirt, which will be coming to you as quickly as possible.
That's lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right now it's 8:57. Yes, I like that one. That is his wet nose. Because we're about to meet Max. He has a wet nose. It's pretty tough.
You want to sell something?
If you, what do you think of that, Mr. Johnston? Mr. Johnston? Mr. Johnston? Elbing O.
Do you want to? If you want to.
If you want to know what's on, what's good, and what's not so good in film, albums, Western theatre, listen to Sounds New every weekday night at 9. Sounds New on LBC.
Do you want to sell something real?